Ephesians chapter number 1, we'll begin reading this evening at verse 15. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15, the Bible says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." Now, I want you to notice this prayer especially tonight. We're going to look at two prayers tonight that Paul prays for the Ephesians and just see how good God is. He says, "Cease not to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers." Verse 17, "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of His glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet and gave to Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all." I want to preach tonight on this thought, praying in His will. Praying in His will. And as we look at this in Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 23, and I want you to notice the focus on it. It's knowing what God has done for you in Christ. That's the focus of what Paul's telling us, noticing and realizing, knowing what God has done for you through Christ or in Christ Jesus. Amen? So that we could realize the hope that we have. Now we're looking at this and we realize that what he's showing us here, that what Paul's praying is a power of enlightenment. He's wanting us to be able to see, praise God. He's praying that eyes would be open. I was thinking all this week, people's talking about everything going on in the world and the chaos that we're in and the wickedness that's on every hand and how things just seem to be waxing worse and worse. By the way, God said it would be that way in the last days, so we ought to expect it. But we look unto the Lord, the author and finisher of faith, praise God, realize He's going to take care of us because He promised He would. And so what we need to see is what we need to pray about is that God would just open people's eyes so that they can see Christ. He makes a difference, praise God, when nothing else will. When we choose to live according to His will for us, we begin to walk in His will for us, praise God, to get where He would have us to be, that when we begin to search ourselves to see where we're at. So what Paul's telling him here, he said, "I'm praying for you that your eyes would be open." Verse 18, he said, "The eyes of your understanding be enlightened." So what he's saying here is he said, "I want your eyes of your understanding to be open." Now what is our eyes of our understanding? How do we see with? How do we know God? How do we recognize the God of heaven and His Lord Jesus Christ? We recognize it through the Word of God and through a heart, praise God, that we have to know the Lord. Amen. Paul would talk about this when he was telling them over in Acts chapter 26 when he was trying to explain to the king exactly what took place to him on the road to Damascus. In Acts chapter 26 in verse 13 he says this. He's talking to King Agrippa and he said, "At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven." Amen. Now notice where that light come from. It didn't come from Mars. It come from heaven. Praise God. He said, "Above the brightness of the sun shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, 'Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.' And I said, 'Thou art, who art thou, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest.' And he said, 'But arise and stand upon thy feet, For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. Amen. What God has a way, if we'll seek Him and do what He says, of showing us where He'd have us to be. And He has a way of showing up where we are when we need Him the most. Amen. About the time you think you're going down, you're sinking for the last time, you're taking on water, you don't have no buoyancy, but God Almighty, just like He was for Peter, the Lord Jesus Christ, when Jesus said, "Lord, save me," He reached down and He pulled him up. And the next thing you know, they was on the other side. Praise be to God. Listen, young'uns, when we trust the Lord and look to Him, when we begin to see Him and realize and recognize Him, praise God, He gets us and lifts us up, takes us out of our troubles, and puts us on the other side. Listen, one day in a little while, we're going to be, Brother Robert, on the other side, shouting and praising and giving God glory. This is all just a moment in time. It just lasts a little while, and then we'll be gone. Amen. But praise God, while we're here, we just should lift up our voices to the Lord. Verse 17 said, "Delivering thee from the people, and from the Gentiles, who unto whom now I send thee." Now let's get verse 18. He said, "To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Jesus said, praise God. Paul said we need an eye of understanding. That understanding comes from knowing Jesus Christ, not in our head, but in our heart. I'll tell you tonight, hey, so many people that's missing heaven by 16 inches. They know Him in their head. Praise God, they profess Him with their head, but they don't know Him in their heart. I want to say, praise God, I'd rather know the Lord Jesus than anything I know. Praise His holy name. He lives in my heart. I can't get away from Him. I don't want to get away from Him. I want more of Him day by day. Praise God. I want to have a relationship with Him because He wants to have a relationship with me. He wants to know me, and I want to know Him. And one day, praise God, we're going to be together forever, never to be parted again. Glory, hallelujah to His name. Amen. I'm looking forward to that day, ain't you? Amen. So he wanted the eye of understanding, Paul said. He prayed that it would be illuminated, that their heart, God, would be awakened to the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. Talking about an illumination. Talking about a light being turned on. Talking about a light shining into the darkness of the soul. He said, hey, listen, I want the light to come on. Praise God, so the darkness will have to flee. Amen. Like, get rid of all this darkness. There's a whole lot of our people that's living in darkness. Amen. There's darkness all around us, praise God, but you don't have to live in darkness. Amen. You say, how can I stop it? Just turn the light on. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Notice what He does for us. In verse 18, He says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling. He said, praise God, when you're illuminated, when light turns out, He said, you begin to have hope. Preach the other day. He said, what's wrong with America? Praise God, you don't have no hope. And when you don't have hope, praise God, you become hopeless. Amen. You start looking for answers in all the wrong places. I was talking to a boy today, testifying to him a little bit, and he said, talking about that, and I said, well, we're looking for it in all the wrong places. Praise God, you need to look for it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, well, I know I need to get in church. And I said, yeah, you're responsible for your family. One day you may not know it, but one day you're going to have to stand to get account of God, but for your family, for your children, for your wife. Amen. The husband's supposed to be responsible, praise God. And you can't pay, we won't pack it off on mom all the time. Well, if mom would get up and get the kids ready. Amen. Praise God, if you'd get your sorry self up and get us men would get ourselves up and get ready, praise God, and we could help mama get the kids ready. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way it's supposed to work. We're supposed to have a desire to be in the house of God. Praise God. It's a place where we can get hope. Amen. Not only do we get hope, praise God, but He said the hope of His calling is just what the riches of His glory, of His inheritance. Amen. Praise God. What we ought to have, praise God, not only hope, but we ought to be pertaining to looking at the illumination of the riches, praise God, expecting those things from God when we come into fellowship with Him. Amen. When you get the light turned on, praise God, you don't only get, when you get to realizing hope, praise God, you get to realizing the riches that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen, praise God. We become rich in Him. Though we were poor, praise God, we become rich in Christ Jesus. Amen, we become heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus. Praise His holy name. Amen. Right, you say, well, preacher, what difference does that make? He says, because once we get hope and call the Lord God, he said, then we begin to get the riches of His glory. He said, then we begin to realize the inheritance. Amen. I don't know anybody that wouldn't want to have an inheritance. Amen. Something to look forward to from the Lord. Amen. He said, but praise God, He said the riches of His glory in inheritance of saints. So those riches, praise God, is that inheritance from God. It's ours, amen. God turns a light on. Paul prays that God would illuminate us and show us and let us realize, amen, the good God of heaven and the inheritance that He's promised us. He don't leave us with naught, praise God. He offers us an inheritance with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All for His glory, praise God. Amen. So we have that inheritance. Who's it for? The Bible says it's for the saints. Amen. The glory of His inheritance in the saints. Amen. So that inheritance, praise God, is for the saints. Amen. Praise God. When we get that inheritance, amen, we get it with the power of God attached. Verse 19, he says this. He said, what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe? Amen. He said, so we get that inheritance, praise God, from the Lord. It's to the saints of God, those born-again believers, and we get that, praise God, with the power of God attached to it. We sell it way too short, young'uns. We take it for granted to being a child of the King, praise God. We are a child of the King with power, and we're emboldened with power from on high. Amen. Don't let nobody, don't shrink away from people, praise God, because they don't believe like you do. Amen. Praise God. Stand forth and men just proclaim the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ that they too might be saved. Amen. With the power from on high toward us, to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. See, it's not a works that we have done, but it's the power of God, amen. When we're illuminated and we begin to see that it's God Almighty that's making us into what He'd have us to be. That sanctifying hand of God upon each one of us is helping us to be what God would have us to be today. Getting us ready, praise God, for what He'd have us to be tomorrow. Amen. What are you saying? I said, we're a potter on the wheel. Amen. We're just a pot on the wheel, and He's the potter. And He's molding us and making us, praise God, the way He wants us to be. And all this is brought to you by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, that'd make a good commercial, wouldn't it? Amen. Praise God. Shout it from the rooftop. Salvation brought to you by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right out of the book. Look at verse number 20. He said, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. Amen. He said, praise God, that salvation that we had that God wrought upon us, praise God, that brought to us, we couldn't get to it, amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ. So what we have is because of Him. Because what He did for us on Calvary, that makes us a partakers in the grace of God through faith, believing in what He's done for us. Amen. So we have the power of illumination. Paul prays for the power of illumination, that eyes might be opened. We ought to pray tonight, young'uns, that God with the power of illumination, that God would begin to open the eyes of our people. Amen. That they would begin to see the marvelous grace and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That they might begin to realize what He did for us on Calvary. What He did for you and for me on Calvary. Amen. He gave us power, praise God. He gave us a gift brought to us by the Lord Jesus Christ from the portals of glory. Amen. Unto the saving of the soul. And praise God. That's what happened. Paul said, when you pray it in His will. Amen. And when you pray in His will, you can pray expecting blessings. Paul would go on in his second prayer in Ephesians chapter number 3. Ephesians chapter number 3, Paul would pray another prayer to the Ephesians, for the Ephesians, and with the Ephesians. He would pray, praise God, not only for the power of enlightenment, but he would pray for the power, praise God, of enablement. Amen. That God would the enablement that God would give us through Christ Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14, he says this. He said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now what's he doing? He's going to pray again. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you get to doing business with God, God gets to doing business with you. Praise God. The best thing you can do is just get down and pray again. Amen. When God works for you, praise the Lord. When prayer works for you, amen. Hey, praise God, don't give up in. Just pray again. And you get to praying with an expectation because the light's been turned on. You realize where all those blessings come from. It comes from the great blesser, praise God, in the portals of glory. The God Almighty, praise the Lord. And Lord Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us, for you and me. Ain't that something tonight? I don't know why he'd want to do that for me. Amen. I can understand why he'd want to do it for you, but I don't know why he'd want to do that for me. But I know why he does it, because he loves me. And he can't quit loving me. Amen. Even when I'm unlovable. Amen. Praise God, when my wife locks me out, I go out to feed, and I come back and door's locked. Amen. She said, "Well, I didn't lock it." I said, "Well, you're the only one here." Amen. She said, "Well, I think you locked it." I do have a bad habit of locking door behind me when I go out. I might have, but sometimes I wonder. Amen. Sometimes I wonder if she's just trying to give me a subtle hint. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad God opens the door for me. He enables me, praise God, to be what he'd have me to be. Now, notice what he says. He said, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. That's where we get our name. That's why we're called Christians. Amen. We're called Christians because we're supposed to live like Christ. We're supposed to be Christ-like. Christian means to be Christ-like. Amen. How many fit in that category? Don't raise your hand. How many fit in that category? You know what that means? That means we've got room for improvement. Amen. Thank God for room for improvement, right? Hey, praise God. Just get close as you can. He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Now notice what takes place. Paul prays this prayer of enabling. Praise God. And it's through God's ability. Amen. Through God's ability. Not our ability, but God's ability. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. It's God's ability to enrich us in his glory. Amen. It's God's ability, not ours. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, how do we attain to it? How do we get those blessings from God?" Praise God. We become partakers in faith, believing that he loves us and he's going to help us. That he's going to encourage us. He's going to give us his strength as from the throne of grace. Amen. We need it. I need it. You need it. We all need the power of God to manifest to us, praise God, so that we can be like him. He said the riches, the very riches of his glory. Amen. He said, strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man. So what is he? Somebody's talking about the enabling of God that comes from the Lord, praise God. The Lord's ability to strengthen the man, to strengthen me and you in our inner man. He's speaking about the heart. Trying to make our heart right. If your heart gets right, praise God, everything else will be right. The Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The things we thought, the things we say, the things we do, it comes from our heart. It comes from a heart attitude. But God says, Paul tells them here in Ephesians, he says, praise God, the ability, the enablement of God, it comes from God's ability to do that for us, praise God, that we can't do for ourselves, and strengthen us, giving us strength in the inner man. The preacher said, "Does not this flesh ain't saved." Don't we well know that? Amen. If I had counted on my flesh to be saved, I'd be in a mess. Because my flesh ain't saved. It's hard to get this flesh to come under subjection. Amen. But praise God, that inner man is saved. That inner man, praise God, that knows the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. Amen. He saved me in 1976. I ain't always been right, but praise God, he has in everything he's done. So I have that ability from God, praise God, to be strengthened in the inner man. He said, it's because Christ dwelling in your hearts by faith. That's where the strength comes from. That the Lord taking up His abode in your hearts by faith, by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. He comes in, takes up His abode in your heart. What's living in you today? Amen. Well, I don't know, preacher. I need to get an x-ray. I'm afraid I don't know if they find anything. Or they might find something they didn't want to find if they go doing x-rays. But let me just tell you something tonight. God's already done an x-ray and He knows exactly what's inside you. Amen. We don't fool Him a bit. He knows exactly what the innermost part of us is. He knows the smallest thought and actions that we do. Praise God. Because He dwells in our hearts, praise God. Verse 17, He said that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. So we said when God moves into your heart and He takes up His abode, that's what dwelling means. That means to come in, kick off your shoes, and set up housekeeping. And when God does that, praise God, He says when He comes in and dwells in you, sets up housekeeping, and He touches your heart, praise God, because of faith. The only way He can move in is when you believe in faith. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's when He moves in. And He dwells in you. And He dwells in you, praise God. He dwells in you. Amen? You. Personally. And He's rooted and grounded in love. That's what happens when your heart's changed. Amen. You start to love everybody. Amen. Start to love everybody around you. Start to love your family. Start to love your friends. Start to love each other. Amen. Start to love the Lord Jesus Christ supremely. And you start loving Him, praise God. The love's manifest in you. That you love Christ. And people begin to see the love of Christ in you. Hey, praise God. You start taking it with you where you go. And people around you start seeing something different about you. And before long, they start thinking different about you. They start thinking that you're crazy and you've lost your mind. They start looking for a paddy wagon. Amen? Because you know the funny thing about people, they know how we are. Amen? They know how we are. They've been with us, around us, especially our families. They've been around us forever. Ever since we were brought into this world, they know how we are. And boy, when God starts moving your heart and you start making changes, when God starts making changes in you, because He dwells in your heart, praise God, you start giving Him preeminence in your life, and things start getting different. Start acting peculiar. Your attitude changes. Hey, man, praise God, you're not that old grumpy person you used to be. You're not that old person to come in from work, rah, 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 and throw your dinner bucket down and stomp around like a crazy thing. Hey, man, you nitpick everything to pieces because you can. But then Jesus moves in. Amen. He moves in. He indwells you. He comes into your heart. See, a lot of people got Him in his head and they carry Him around all over. Amen. Sometimes He even gets close to the heart. He gets down their pocket. Amen. We carry Him around, but praise God, when you get to know Him as your Lord and Savior, praise God, He begins to change those things. You get to acting and behaving differently, getting acting peculiar. Amen. You're rooted and grounded, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes that difference in you. Amen. Praise God. And then there's that comprehension of what's happening. Verse number 18 says, may be able to comprehend with all His saints, amen, what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. He said, we get a good measurement of who God is. Brother Bill, we get to seeing, praise God, the magnificence, the power that God has and how He can change us if we'll let Him. Amen. If we'll let Him, if we'll ask Him, if we accept what He wants to do for us, He begins to make those changes. When we comprehend what He wants to do, that He said may be able to comprehend with all the saints. Amen. That's when Paul was talking about that when he talked about in the book Acts where all of them come together in one mind and one accord. You know what he was talking about? They had comprehended what Jesus Christ had done for them on Calvary. Amen? And it changed them. Amen? Praise God. All of a sudden, they were all in unity. Amen? That's what we need today is unity in the church. We need that comprehension of who Christ is and what He can do for us if we'll let Him. If we'll trust Him, praise God. Amen? He goes on verse 19. He says, to know the love of Christ. to know the love of Christ. We got to know that Christ loves us, and He shares that love with us, with others, praise God, if we'll let Him. We got to know that He loves us and that He loves others also. It helps us to love each other, praise God, when we realize that Christ loved you. Amen. If Christ could love you, you're going to be able to love somebody else. Even if it hurts. Amen. Even if you have to put forth effort to do it. Because the reason they are sometimes is just because they just don't know what love is. But we can manifest ourselves, we can manifest the love of Christ to them that they might see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. That's what makes the difference. Amen. He goes on and says to be filled with all the fullness of the Godhead. To be filled with all the fullness. To be filled to full, to running over. And he had mentioned that over here in Ephesians 1, verse 23. He said, which is in the body. Or he goes to verse 22, he said, hath put all things under his feet and gave to him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He said, there's no voids. He said, it's plumb full to running over. And he said, what we ought to be is a plumb full to run, to be filled with all the fullness of God, to running over. Not half full, not partly full, not a little full, but he said we ought to be plumb full of God. You know why God would say that? Why would God want us to be full of Him? Because if you're full of Him, there ain't no room for anything else. Amen? When you're full of Christ, when you're full of the Lord, there's no room for anything else. Amen. Praise God. Everything else is pushed out and got rid of. So you're filled with all the good things of God. So we see the enablement, praise God, that God offers to us. Look at verse number 20. Now unto him that is able, so here's that enablement, is able to do exceeding abundant above. Now, at exceedingly abundant above means that's big. It's expressing God's ability to do, amen, what He needs to do. His ability to do what He needs to do for me, what He needs to do for you. But with enough power, praise God, to get the job done. Amen? And we got to believe that God has enough power to do for us what needs to be done in us. Amen? I mean full power. Not only enough power, the potential power, praise God, but power, praise God, to that it's without end. It's exhaustless. Because it's like the sun. The sun sets up and burns bright and suns and warms us all up, praise God, and it just does it day after day, year after year, month after month, praise God, because that's what it does. God is like the sun, praise God. His power is endless. It's inexhaustible. Amen. It just keeps coming, praise God. Sometimes whether we want it or not. But it's endless. It's exhaustless. We never can find the source of it. It's from beginning to end. It's exhaustless. It's all powerful. And then some. Exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think. He said, it's great, it's big, it's mighty, it's exhaustless. He said, and it's even bigger than that. You know what I'm trying to say tonight? I think we sell God short. I think we sell God short. He said, if we pray believing, we shall receive. Let me ask you a question. How many times do you pray and you don't receive nothing? Huh? How many times do we pray and we ask God and nothing happens? He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you say to be mountain, be removed, cast into the depths of the sea, and it's gone. What about that? What if we had enough faith to say, you know what? There's somebody that's got cancer. I believe, God, that you're going to heal them. Reckon he would? He said, well, preacher, sometimes he does, sometimes he don't. But I wonder what about our faith? I think sometimes we have little, sometimes we have a little more. But I wonder if we really ever have a whole lot. But Paul says, praise God, what God has in his prayer, in God's will, praise the Lord, he prays that God's power be manifest in us, that not our will but God's would be done. That's what Jesus prayed. He prayed that not my will but thine be done. And God did it. They done that that need to be done. Praise God. Jesus went to the cross. He died in Calvary. And the third day he got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. Victorious. So God has the power. Praise God. But he talks about putting our faith and the energy in us. And the power that God has, God puts it in you and me for His glory. Amen? That we can see that power of God. When God begins to work on us. And it's God's work through the Holy Spirit that makes it possible. He said, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So he says it's that power that God works in us through the Holy Spirit, praise God, that our lives, yours and mine, praise God, are changed forever. Praise His holy name. Praying in His will makes a difference. Paul was praying in the will of God. Amen. Praise God. For that His glory be manifest. The glory of God. He said what he was saying here, praise God, he said, unto Him be glory in the church. He said to be glory and to be glorified. Amen? That God get glory. That God would manifest His glory to us. And that through God manifesting His glory to us, that He would be glorified. He would be magnified and lifted up and praised. Amen? Throughout the ages, world without end. Amen? That He would be praised now and forever. God would receive the glory. He said, what happens, Paul says, is when we pray in His will, He makes the difference. Amen? Praise God. He begins to illuminate us, turn the light on for us so we can see how good He is, so we can recognize and realize the blessings that He bestows upon us. I wonder how many times we go in a day and we're constantly asking the Lord for things, but I wonder how many times we stop and thank Him, just stop and thank Him, praise Him for what He's already given us. You say, well, preacher, I ain't got nothing from Him today. You're still here. Amen. It's still 10. I told somebody the other day, I said, how you doing? I said, I'm still 10 toes out instead of 10 toes up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Because God did that. It's living in His will. Praise God. God is touching our hearts. He's making a difference. Paul said it's knowing what Christ has done to us. Amen. Praise God. God's done for us through Christ. And knowing, praise God, the experience of His blessings that He's poured out on every one of us. We've everyone been blessed by the Lord. Amen. He's been good to us. Amen. He's been good to us. Every one of us have a home, a place to live, a roof over our head, food on our table, and shoes on our feet. We're blessed. God has been good to you. Amen. And if you're one of His little youngins, He's promised, praise God, that He would continue to be good. He'll continue to illuminate you, to turn a light on for you, to show you His goodness, His mercy, and His love. So that you can continue to be blessed, so that we can continue to praise and worship and give Him glory for all that He does for us. We ought to be praising Him. We ought to be praising Him every day. We ought to be giving Him glory. Lifting Him up and thanking Him for all He has done. It says, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all the ages. He says, because what Jesus done for us on Calvary. That's why we are what we are today. While we have the ability to worship in spirit and in truth. Amen.